Yes, he is.
Secretary Rusk.
Thank you.
Dean, I want to ask you, we sent some career person to Finland, and I got a little bit fuzzed up. They got by me without my knowing it, and we haven't notified him yet, although we asked the country if he'd be acceptable, some of your career people. I just wondered if there's any reason why we couldn't change it and put this boy, Sam Gilstrap, to Finland and give this career man something else.
Well, my understanding was, Mr. President, that that this name was on a list that apparently we were notified that you had approved, and,
yeah.
And the Finnish government was very pleased with it when they were asked for the agrément. There is considerable disadvantage in shifting gears. It is not impossible to do it. Let me look at the.
I don't believe the fellow's been told. If he hadn't, I would like to switch him some other place. I don't know him, and I'd like to send Gilstrap to Finland if I could.
Uh-huh. Let me check.
Gilstrap was consul, you know, out at Hong Kong, and he's being promoted to an ambassadorship.
Mm-hmm.
And he's young and able and attractive and shrewd and smart. And if you can, I'd sure like to. Did you ever talk to Aiken?
I have not been able to reach him yet, but I will. I've been in a meeting this afternoon. I'll get him over before I come over for this 5 o'clock meeting with Innu. There was an agreed communique, by the way. George Ball will be in to see you a few minutes before the meeting.
Is it any good? Does it say nothing?
It says much of nothing, but I think the Turks are reasonably pleased with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look into this other matter and advise you tomorrow on it.
Aiken says that he's sure that there's some difference or something out there, and a good many of them leave the impression that the Lodge is in a fight with us, so I wish you'd quote to Aiken that Lodge said he was coming back to campaign, and he thought he had to stand up and be counted for Scranton.
Right. I surely will. I'll call him before I come over.
All right.
Thank you.